Now, let's compare the Simpson diversity indices for our two communities and see if we can draw any conclusions regarding the relationship between the Simpson diversity index and species evenness. The Simpson diversity index for our first community with moderate species evenness was 0.632. The Simpson diversity index for the last community with low species evenness was 0.131. Like the Shannon diversity index, the Simpson diversity index is correlated with the species evenness of the community. Therefore, the Simpson diversity index represents a measure of species evenness. By calculating the D sub S for a few hypothetical communities with varying numbers of species, you will also be able to show, as we did with the Shannon diversity index, that the Simpson diversity index is also correlated with species richness. In the end, the Simpson diversity index is also a measure of both species richness and species evenness, just as the Shannon index measures both of these components.